So this is the beginning of a book, Capital C Prime, December 1st, 1994, running through July 3rd of 1995. It starts off by with a reprint of an isolation of a cDNA encoding the vascular type angiotensin 2 receptor. So we can think of a type 1 angiotensin 2 receptor. The next work page is Thursday, December 1st, page 1, a revision of the angiotensin receptor 1A duplication experiment, making some different primers and with the various maps. XM1 probe for ATR1B with a note that that should be 1A. XM1, 129 base pair, XM1 probe, page 3, Monday, December 5th. Here are some work on with rat DNA, checking the rat exon 1 fragment. Why I was wanting the rat is not very clear. Primer design that might work also with the mouse for the exon 1 of the ATR1A gene. Still testing different ways of staining or not staining, of recording stain gels on Monday, January 10th, video tests 13, with a zoom lens. Checks without any conclusions. The cDNA from T.J. Murphy, ATR. cDNA, AT1, angiotensin 1 receptor cDNA, that's obtained from T.J. Murphy, being used to get a probe. Various fragments being tested on Friday, January 20th, page 19, and the C prime 19 fragment is exon 1. Here is a letter from T.J. Murphy, Emory School of Medicine, January 11th, 1995, with the rat vascular AT1 receptor cDNA subcloned into blue script. also T.J. Murphy was helping us by sending us a cDNA probe to help get things to work. Usual sorts of problems of trying to get a gene out. A PNAS review and pneumonia grant renewal finish, page 27, Sunday, March 5th. More tests with the rat versus mouse, Thursday, March 9th. Page 33. Trying to get better probe. Ides of March, March 15th, Wednesday, page 45, trying to get a polymeric probe amplification. Pretty good amplification of the polymers is the conclusion. Trying to get a stronger probe by polymerizing it and continuing with still to make probe on Friday, March 17th, page 49, a new probe for the promoter region, about 1 kilobase from the promoter, thinking it might be a more specific sequence on Kim and Nabuyo's recommendation. Looking at a new way of starting the PCR reaction, page 57, Tuesday, March 21st, using an antibody, monoclonal antibody, against the stack polymerase, and that which would then be destroyed after being heated. With the conclusion, though, that the antibody start improved the yield slightly in all cases, but didn't improve the product, so not terribly satisfactory. Tied again on page 59. Only marginal effect. Better labeling conditions. Monday, March 27th, page 63. Labeling, page 65. Now helping Naomichi Matsukawa on page 67. He was looking at for the 5' end of the ANF receptor C gene, the clearance receptor gene, and helping him map his phages on this page. Testing them on the following pages, more PCR tests, page 71. Not at all unusual, start again, page 70. More from T.J. Murphy, a plasma, a 6 kilobase of the 5' flanking region of the RAT AT1A receptor gene. And a look at his figure 2, molecular structure and transcriptional function of the RAT vascular AT1A angiotensin receptor gene from T.J. Murphy's lab. He was very helpful. PCR1 tests on PCR checks of ATR1B disruption. Sylvia and Denise and Kimberly have a good chimera at last on an ATR1B targeting construct. The sudden is, however, somewhat ambiguous, so tests with PCR. The controls are good. PCR controls are exactly correct. Repeat the samples with more diluted DNA. Too concentrated. So retested and on page 79, but disappointing. Neither is positive, although Denise says that both gave suddens. But looking back at the gels, at the suddens, at Sylvia's suddens, raises serious questions on whether the 8D and 9B were partial digests rather than correctly targeted. Back to basics, more PCR, Monday, May 15th, page 81. All are negative except the controls. Looking at possible false positives from targeting DNA. On page 83. Looking at ATR1B final construct, number 8, and a map there of what was expected. The homology on the 3' prime and homology and 5' prime homology being clearly shown. With Nebuya's help. Page 89, PCR on some very slight chance positives from Sylvia Hiller. Conclusion negative, but worth the try. Interpretation of the result, Wednesday, May 24th, page 93, giving maps of the targeting construct. And the expected results with a positive control and with the genomic DNA.
Smithy's Model Labs.
Checking on the SPAY-1 digest for the Southerns of ATR-1B on page 95, Thursday, May 25th. Usual sort of experiment.
She wants to talk to you pretty desperately, I think. So,
now, a week ago, comments on page 97. A week ago in 756 X-ray Papa, my Cessna 182, en route to Teterboro, I began to think of using phages of the injection variety to inject DNA with into mammalian cells. In other words, use a bacteriophage to inject DNA into a mammalian cell, but you would have to have a receptor for the phage, Lambie, or better, the Shigella variant, could be used as a receptor in mammalian cells. And I began to have this idea of injecting DNA, using a phage to inject DNA into mammalian cells, which now had a receptor for the phage injection machinery. Specifically, my notes are on page 96, Friday, May 19th, 1995. I think that lambda infects E. coli via a maltose receptor. Me to understand current views of the mechanism, pH, etc., for absorption, and therefore transfer the maltose receptor under a PMC1 promoter into E. 14TG2A cell using G4 and 8, non-homologous recombination, etc. Complicated scheme.
Yeah, can you help
me remotely, I think? So this idea is being pursued Tuesday, May 30th, page 101. Design of the multiforin plasmid.
I'm going to put it on hold and pick it up again. Hold on. Thanks.
Plasmid PNT
will you do me a favor and
Delta
just call
TK
6912? Yeah, just 966-6912. Yep. If you can, yeah. I can't log in. Okay. What's your name?
No. Go out, please, if you can.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Monday, June 5th, page 103, back to considering this old plasma, PNT Delta TK, which is a PGK promoter, a driving nail with a poly A, and then a PGK promoter driving the TK gene. Also with a poly A, trying to excise the second copy of the TK gene. Continuing that work on Tuesday, June 6th, page 105. Going back to the lambda integrations at the receptor site, the maltose maltose receptor. Next step for LAMB, page 107, Tuesday, June 6th. So the next step for the plan is to put LAMB into PNT, cloned or total PCR from E. coli. So driving the lambda LAMB gene, they promote the receptor with a PGK promoter. Though, speaking to Charles Rosner, warned that the outer membrane channel may act as a water leaking channel in mammalian cell, since the periplasmic space is not osmotically protected. In other words, be careful. The strategy for cloning, this is discussed on page 109, Wednesday, June 7th, and various maps are there. So, more work on PNT Delta TK and number 26 with a map of what I'm expecting. PCR from E. coli DNA, page 113, Saturday, June 10th. E. coli, LAMB PCR, page 117, Tuesday, June 13. PCR is fine. Continue. First attempt at making the plasmid, page 121, Friday, June 16. None have the insert. Lambda clone, LAMB clone from E. coli streaked out. It was obtained from Dr. Hoffling at the Pasteur Institute. Nancy's 65th birthday, Saturday, June 17th. An alternate rescue of PGK LAMB. It didn't test the, didn't pass the ligation test this time. So the Shigella LAMB gene obtained from Dr. Rusner arrived on Monday, June 19th, page 129. So, working more on trying to get it. And my brother's 70th birthday, Friday, June 23rd, page 137, doing lots of minutes, 72 minutes. With several conclusions. All except seven are deletion, not unexpected. Etc. Thinking about the Malto's induction, page 139. Page 143, Monday, June 26th, looking at PGK Lam B blue candidates. Look good. Continuing on the next page, 145, and a different E. coli DNA. Using different E. coli, REC-A minus E. coli, competent cell, transformations Tuesday, June 27, but no improvement, redesign and start again. And redesign of the linkers for cloning LAMB on Thursday, June 29, page 151. Continuing, Lambda B continued, Lambda B continued, Lambda B continued, all of these pages. And ending the book on page 161, single-stranded Lambda B PCR, that's not single-stranded, Shigella, the Shigella Lambda B PCR. On Monday, July 3rd, 1995, with proceed. And so on their book ends on page of 163, that the blue colonies, all three are the same. Tests executed, etc. So, still trying to get the correct clone for a lambda, a lamb B attachment site for bacteriophages, and that ends book C prime.